Now, if you look at the lectionary reading this week, it's in the Psalms, but it was Psalm 132. I chose Psalm 23 because I wanted us to reflect a little bit on this particular time of the year of giving thanks for so many blessings. And to think about what the Psalm meant, the Lord is my shepherd. A shepherd, as we think about, is somebody that's tending sheep. And we are all like sheep and have gone astray. So Psalm 23 talks about how the intimate relationship is with God through the grace of that. He said, think about sheep. They're creatures and their wool is often gnarled and matted with mud. I always think about that. I don't think there's anybody down here anymore, but there was some sheep as you went around the corner in that family, I guess, also took horses and nurtured them back to life and so forth. And the kids are always fascinated down there. And you see the sheep, you would think they'd be nice and pretty and all that, but usually their wool is muddy and they're gnarled and they're not very beautiful creatures. So only person that they would follow was the one that shepherded them. And so Jesus, being our shepherd, he leads us. And the analogy is that we're all like sheep and have gone astray. So the 23rd Psalm simply says that the Lord is my shepherd, meaning all that we can trust God to lead us faithfully through life's difficult, challenging, and frightening passages. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. There is a place in Israel that you would walk through and you're not able to see any sunshine or anything. And the people that would rob would get up there and they get up in the cliffs and so forth and they would rob the people as they go through. And it got the name of the Valley of the Shadow of Death. But we, alive and well today, are in that valley. Unless the Lord comes for us first, we're going to experience that thing called physical death. So we're walking through the valley of the shadow of death. But surely your goodness and unfailing love will pursue me. And all the days of my life, I will live in the house of the Lord forever. Amen.